And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
This is a gross exaggeration and a fabrication.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to go on a diet, hear from the Hoodoo Man, and go down a dark alley. We're also going to do something we haven't done in a while, and that's celebrate birthdays, in this case, those of William Curnell and Harry Archer. Last week, February 21st, marked the birth in 1891 in New York City of composer, songwriter, and pianist William Curnell. He received formal musical training and worked as a song plugger before serving with the French Ambulance Service during World War I. Following the war, he wrote music for four Broadway shows between 1918 and 1926, and then turned to Hollywood, where he contributed to the soundtracks of dozens of films between 1929 and 1947, including The Little Colonel, starring Shirley Temple. William Curnell died on July 12, 1963, in Los Angeles of a heart attack. His popular song credits include Get Off My Foot, Beware of Love, Too Wonderful for Words, Swingin' on the Gate, and these.
Steppin' low, do your stuff, don't be slow. You can't go wrong, step, step, steppin' along. When your toes twinkle high, trouble blows right on by. Me, oh my, oh, just keep steppin' along. When you get lonesome, feelin' blue, try a few steps gymnastic. You'll come smiling through, tripping the life fantastic. Steppin' high, steppin' low, start a smile, watch it grow. You can't go wrong, step, step, steppin' along.
sunny smile comes stealing when I'm feeling blue. Sometimes, Sally dear, it seems that maybe you will someday soon be dreaming too of just a shady dell where we can always dwell among the flowers in that land of make-believe. Sweet Sally, dreams are coming true. The day you say you love me half as much as I love you.
Thank you.
Ben Selvin and his orchestra, credited on the label of that OK 78 as Ed Lloyd and his orchestra, with Smith Ballou performing vocally on A Pair of Blue Eyes from March 10, 1930. Before that, credited as Bert Loren on the label of that Victor 78 wax January 24, 1929, that was Scrappy Lambert with Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra and Sally of My Dreams. Sally of My Dreams was the theme song from the William Fox picture Mother Knows Best, Fox's first talking picture, which starred Madge Bellamy. And we began our tribute to William Curnell with the Ipana Troubadours and Steppin' Along. The Ipana Troubadours was, of course, a pseudonym for Sam Lannon, and the vocalist, uncredited on the label of that August 22, 1929 Columbia 78, was Irving Kaufman. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Listener Hector in the UK sent a nice email last week suggesting that with the coming of spring, and thus warmer weather and less clothing, a segment on dieting might be in order. The folks back east here in the U.S. might argue about the coming of spring, but Hector mentioned My Wife is on a Diet by Harry Hudson and his Melody Men, with Leslie Cerrone and also by Eddie Cantor, as well as I'm on a Diet of Love by Ambrose with Sam Brown, and George Olson and his music with Ethel Shutta. I have all of those, but I also have some other versions, as well as a couple of other diet-related titles. Here are the Boswells.
Why I look so cheerful, what makes me grin from day to day, just cuddle near, you'll get an earful. That's why I feel this way. I'm so happy, watch me smile. Oh, so happy all the while. You should try it, I'm on a diet of love. Breakfast kisses, such a fun. Sweet embraces for your love. It's a riot, I'm on a diet of love. One thing that makes it great, you can have more than your share. It don't affect your weight when you have that bill of fare of sweetness. All for dinner, never hurt. And some petting for dessert. You should try it. I'm on a diet of love. I'm so happy. Watch me smile. Oh, so happy all the while. You should try it. I'm on a diet of love. Breakfast kisses, such a bun. Sweet embraces for your lunch. It's a riot. I'm on a diet of love. One thing that makes it great, you can have more than your share. It don't affect your weight when you have that bill of fare of sweetness. All for dinner, never hurt. I'm some petting for dessert. You should try it. I'm on a diet of love.
Thank you. messing with French dressing, Sister Berit and Grin. You can flirt with the noodle soup, sniff about it, don't give in. You gotta bend down, sister, bend down, sister, if you want to keep thin.
Dinner, and at night some orange juice. Grapefruit, grapefruit, boys, I'm growing thinner, all my clothes are getting loose. No meat, no sweet, not a thing that's fried, just a taste of coffee with grapefruit on the side. No fish on Friday, it's more than I can stand.
Before the 18th day, I'll have a lily in my hand.
My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, home isn't home anymore. No gravy and potatoes, just lettuce and tomatoes. Where are the pies I adore? Oh, 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 what a disgrace. I'm ashamed to look a grapefruit straight in the face. My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, I'm losing a pound every day. On a diet, she tries to keep it quiet. Gee, but she looks like the deuce. What used to be her fender is growing thin and slender. Even her bumper is loose. Round her chassis, she's not the same. You can even see the bolts that hold up her frame. My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, her gas tank is fading away.
My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, we don't get chipped herring anymore.
Al Katz and His Kittens, October 3rd, 1929, and My Wife is on a Diet, written by Charlie Tobias and George J. Bennett. Before the Kittens, it was the Two Octaves, Australian duo pianists Harry Waite, W-A-Y-T-E, and Gil Deck, D-E-C-H, with Bend Down Sister, recorded in Sydney on December 15th, 1931. The vocalist on that one was Len Maurice. Bend Down Sister is from the 1931 Eddie Cantor film Palmy Days and was written by Ballard MacDonald and Dave Silverstein, with the music by Con Conrad. That's from another fine Rivermont CD titled Two Grands, Four Hands. And you can see the complete track list of spectacular and rare novelty piano duets of the 1920s and 30s on that CD at www.rivermontrecords.com, where you can also purchase it, of course. That's rivermontrecords.com. The Two Octaves were preceded by Joseph C. Smith's orchestra and Dance and Grow Thin. Dance and Grow Thin is from the Broadway musical review of the same name, which opened at the Coconut Grove Theater on January 18, 1917, and ran for 117 performances. Joseph C. Smith's recording was made toward the end of the run on May 14th. Dance and Grow Thin was written by George W. Meyer and Irving Berlin and was also recorded by Van and Skank and, more recently, Ian Whitcomb. Ian's recording will be available in a few months on an upcoming 2-CD set, again on the Rivermont label, for which yours truly is in the process of writing the liner notes. So you can bet I'll let you know the minute that's released. And speaking of liner notes, the CD The Shannon Quartet, A Little Bit of Heaven, for which I wrote the 40-page liner notes, is also available at rivermontrecords.com. We began with the Boswell Sisters, with Martha at the piano and I'm on a Diet of Love. That's from a 16-inch Continental Broadcasting Corporation radio transcription disc made in Hollywood in 1930. Hector was asking if there was something going on culturally at the time which would have sparked the creation of those two diet songs, I'm on a Diet of Love and My Wife is on a Diet. And actually there was. It was the Hollywood 18-day diet, one of the worst diet fads in history. An article in the July 24, 1929 edition of the Nashua Telegraph newspaper in Nashua, New Hampshire, declared that the 18-day diet fad of 1929 was sweeping the country. The 18-day plan eliminated starches, sweets, and fats from the diet and promised to reduce an overweight person at the rate of a pound a day, which it might have, allowing only 585 calories a day. The paper cynically stated that the diet plan may have been created in the publicity department of a grapefruit growers association, since the consumption of grapefruit figured in heavily. Grapefruit and oranges were called for in nearly all of the 54 meals, and the diet fad was in fact orchestrated by the California citrus industry. The article also stated that one might need to be wealthy to afford the prescribed dinner entrees of lamb chops and broiled steak. Oh, and Melba toast was ubiquitous as well. Yeah!
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
For this next segment, we're going to go down a dark alley. Now, don't be afraid, it's just a musical journey. Here's Richard M. Jones, Jazz Wizards.
Thank you. down in the valley. Ooh, baby, let's go down in the valley. Beady wee struggles, people gonna put you all in the alley. Bye bye, baby, what's the matter now? Ooh, baby, what's the matter now? When you're treating little mammy, you don't need me no good at all.
Petey Wheatstraw and his Blue Blowers and that five-piece group's only recording, Throw Me in the Alley, made in Chicago on August 24, 1934. Blues singer, guitarist, and pianist Petey Wheatstraw was born William Bunch in Ripley, Tennessee on December 21, 1902. On almost all of his recordings he played piano, but the only known photograph of him shows him holding a guitar, which is what he played on this recording. And he also sang the vocal with his trademark, Ooh, well, well. Petey Wheatstraw, who used the nicknames The Devil's Son-in-Law and The High Sheriff from Hell.
What?
Well, that was his nickname. Anyway, he died in 1941 when his car collided with a train less than a mile from his home. And as a hopper of freight trains, I can assure you there's never a tie at the crossing. Before Petey Wheatstraw, it was George McLennan's Jazz Devils with a George McLennan composition, Dark Alley Blues, from May 9, 1924. We began that Dark Alley set with Dark Alley. That was Richard M. Jones, Jazz Wizards in Chicago on June 13, 1927, with a Richard M. Jones composition. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. We did a birthday tribute for him back in 2008, but last week, February 21st, marked the birth in 1888 in Creston, Iowa, of bandleader and Broadway composer Harry Archer. His mother first taught him music, and while attending Michigan Military School, he played trombone in theater orchestras. He received formal musical training at Knox College in Galesburg, Illinois, and at Princeton University. In 1912, Archer collaborated with Paul Whiteman on the score of The Pearl Maiden, and other of his musical comedies include Mary Mary, Peekaboo, My Girl, Twinkle Twinkle, Just a Minute, and his last show in 1935, Strip Girl.
What?
Well, that was the title. His greatest Broadway success, however, was Little Jesse James, which opened at the Longacre Theater on August 15, 1923, and ran for more than 400 performances, after which it toured Europe and Australia. In addition to music, he also appeared in over a dozen silent movies between 1916 and 1921, including the 15-episode serial The Hope Diamond Mystery, which also featured Boris Karloff. Harry Archer recorded about 30 sides for Brunswick between 1926 and 1928. His song hits include I'm Gonna Dance with the Guy What Brung Me, and There Ain't No Maybe in My Baby's Eyes. Harry Archer died in New York City on April 23, 1960, and is buried in Ferncliff Cemetery in Hartsdale, New York. Here are three from the pen of Harry Archer.
Dreams and a view that I knew long ago, over the hills where the golden daffodils grow. I want to climb way up high near the sky while the world hurries by down below, over the hills where the golden daffodils grow. I want to follow the fleeting swallow down through the hollow I used to know. And all the world will be fair if I meet someone there that I met in the sweet long ago, over the hills where the golden daffodils grow.
You're the sweetest girl this side of heaven. With your tiny turned up nose and your cheeks just like a rose, you're the sweetest girl this side of heaven. I can hear the angels singing when I hear you call me dear. With your loving arms a-clinging, seems that heaven's mighty near. Since my heart has told me so, sure I want the world to know, you're the sweetest girl this side of heaven. ¶¶
Gene Goldkett and his orchestra playing the Harry Archer tune and Frank Bessinger singing the Harlan Thompson lyrics on I'd Rather Be the Girl in Your Arms, recorded by Victor on October 15, 1926. Before that, it was Ben Selvin on an Odeon 78 as Ray Seeley and his orchestra with You're the Sweetest Girl This Side of Heaven. The vocalist on that June 6, 1930 recording is unidentified, and speaking of This Side of Heaven, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians also recorded it, as did the California Ramblers and the Hi-Hatters with Frank Luther. I didn't play that version because the Hi-Hatters and Frank Luther started off that tribute to Harry Archer with Where the Golden Daffodils Grow. That record was made February 4, 1930, and Where the Golden Daffodils Grow was also recorded by Smith Ballou, the Clico Club Eskimos, and Lou Gold, but I don't think anybody did it any better than Leonard Joy and the Hi-Hatters. Originally, this segment was going to be a birthday salute to Nacio Herb Brown, who was born February 22nd in 1896. As I was going through his discography trying to decide which records to play, there were all the famous ones, such as You Were Meant for Me, The Doll Dance, and Singin' in the Rain, but also a not-so-famous one, The Hoodoo Man. Well, with that title, this got changed from a birthday salute to Nacio Herb Brown into a hoodoo segment. Hoodoo is a form of African-American folk magic, and the word hoodoo first appears in American English in 1875. It can be used as a noun to describe a magic spell or potion, but also as an adjective to describe a practitioner, as in the Hoodoo Man. Speaking of which, here's Ben Selvin and the Hoodoo Man. Thank you. We begin that hoodoo set with Ben Selvin and his Moulin Rouge Orchestra in early May of 1924 and The Hoodoo Man, composed by Nacio Herb Brown. Eddie Elkins, Paul Whiteman, and Rudy Weedoft also recorded it that same year. Next, it was Ella Logan and Sam Brown with Ambrose and his orchestra with Shoo the Hoodoo Away. That was written by Mort Harris with music by Ted Snyder and was featured in the All-Star Pathé musical photo play, Swing High, about a circus aerialist. It's from an HMV 78 recorded in London on July 24, 1930. Ella Logan was born Ina Allen on March 6, 1913 in Glasgow, Scotland, and was just 17 at the time of this recording. She later went to Hollywood, making a few musicals, and then to Broadway, where her biggest success was as Sharon in Finian's Rainbow, introducing the song How Are Things in Glockamora. We finished up with Adrian Schubert and his orchestra as Dubin's Dandies with an unidentified vocalist on Hoodoo Voodoo Man from a Banner 78, waxed May 28, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.